All right, so we have a special guest on today.
Yes, we do.
We do. We have Nick, who is a home health PTA, and he will be taking us through a little bit of his experience and also talking a little bit more about a special project he has going on called the PTA Sports. And yeah, anything else, Ken? Did I miss anything?
No, I think you pretty much hit it all.
I don't want to spoil too much. So let's go ahead and get Nick to join us, and we will go ahead and... I got nothing.
Yeah, I can... You seem kind of puzzled even from the beginning.
Well, I was trying to think of one this whole
time.
That's
probably why you look
puzzled. I was trying so hard to be like, what's my little dive into... segue, because you challenged me, so like, let's guess our way into it.
No, because then you can't use that again. We'll let you work on it, but let's go ahead and get through the intro and get to our programming.
All right, let's go.
The PTA Podcast with your hosts Ken
and Laura. Thanks again for joining for another exciting episode. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get into the conversation today. Like we said, we have a special guest, Nick, on the podcast today.
Hello.
So go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. We're
thank
super
you for
excited.
Joining.
You guys, I just want to give you guys props really quick. You guys are really killing it with the podcast, the helpful Instagram posts, the YouTube videos, and it's really just amazing what you guys are doing for the PTA community.
Thank you. That
Thank
means
you.
A lot.
No problem. Like, and likewise, too, because
yeah.
we're going to be jumping into some things you've been doing for the
Thank
community.
You.
So it's
thanks for joining.
Definitely works both
PTA
ways.
Source. I caught
yes.
the shout out on the last episode, but it's unfortunate we changed the name right after.
Yeah,
we'll be fixing it. what is the new name, by the way?
PTA Source.
So PTA, and it was prior. It was PTA.
It was just PTA.
I forgot. Just PTA. Mm-hmm. That was it. I was like, there's something beforehand. So if you were part or heard of it, as we talked about it, it's just got a new name. So check it out. We'll get into a little bit more of the details at the end. So stay for that. But PTA Source, you can Instagram. Is that your primary communication? I forgot to ask you.
So yeah, there's an Instagram page for it, but most of the stuff is mm-hmm. just in the server. The
it's
Instagram page is just kind of there for you to, you know, if you stumble upon it and you click the link and join.
Find it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So they can find the link that way
yeah.
too, if they
uh-huh.
don't, if they're not used to Discord
mm-hmm.
or that, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. So check it out. Easy way. It is awesome. It's a great, like, I love it. It's set up for our community so well. But before we dive into that, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of your background and just physical therapy, if you don't mind. Tell us, like, what you're doing, how long you've been treating, all the good stuff.
Yep. So
so I'll go ahead and let you
cool. So I'm a licensed physical therapist assistant. So I got my license in January, and I started working in home health early February. And that's basically where I'm at now. I guess I'm still considered a new grad since it's been less than a year. How long?
So you fresh?
Yeah, I guess I'm fresh.
So
are you still fresh? It's been almost a year, just not quite.
Out here,
the same
we consider
boat.
That fresh
yeah.
meat.
So did you have school during COVID?
Yes, I did. My whole pretty much half of my program was during COVID.
So what did you guys do with all of that going on?
So it's crazy because actually, when we started getting to more of like the hands-on stuff, it was like, oh, we can't go to campus anymore. We have to do everything remote. So it kind of sucked. We just ended up kind of, working remotely, and we would meet on campus for like a lab, like once a week. And it could only be like
mm-hmm.
five students in a classroom at a time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ideal.
Yeah. It's crazy to hear that. Cause like Ken went through a little bit too.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah. I did the same thing. Like I think COVID hit like the middle of our program. Uh-huh. So same, as soon as it was all like hands-on and things we needed to be there for, it was just like,
exactly.
all right, once a week,
mm-hmm.
every couple of days, come in, do hands-on. And then after that, it's like,
oh, yeah.
all right, you'll just learn it as you go once you go out to the field.
Yeah. It really mm-hmm. hurt when it came time for, clinical sites, because, the only places that were accepting students at the time were, the same mm-hmm. setting, small outpatient clinics.
Yeah, like I think what all skilled nursing's pretty much they just cut off any having any students. They lock their doors down pretty good. Yeah. But I will say the one thing is clinical, you always go in thinking like, yeah, I'll be ready for it manual wise, but you get into it and I guarantee you it was probably the same for someone who had full hands on mm-hmm. with each other, because there's nothing like actually working on patients. Yeah. You can't fake certain things, and so I will say that probably don't feel like you guys missed out there. It's still the same feeling. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Like we're all practicing on each other. Like, well, you're relatively healthy, so it's not the same when you have someone who has stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, besides work, what do you like to do?
So I've got two kids. I've got a 6-year-old daughter, Sophia, and I've got a 9-month-old son, Aaron. And pretty much, I mean, other than when I'm off work, I don't have much time for hobbies these days. It's mostly, you know, chasing them around. Aaron's 9 months and he's already walking and putting everything in his mouth.
That's awesome.
Had like 10 choking scares already. So I'm pretty busy with them.
Yeah. Well, I swear boys put more things in their mouth than girls do. Like my nieces, like they kind of put things in their mouth, but my nephew, oh my goodness gracious. I'm like, dude, why are you trying to eat everything in the world?
We're just
like,
naturally curious.
They warned us.
Well, they do say that's how babies learn, is by putting things in their mouth, and maybe that's it.
Well,
maybe you're
actually
right.
Well, now having like this PTA background, after having your son, do you like start looking for those milestones? Yeah, like those
and he's hit all of them.
Yeah, that's how he studied
super early, and he's already walking, running around everywhere, and
definitely
super smart. My daughter was the complete opposite. She was just kind of, she was super smart as well, but she, you know, she didn't really care to start. He was crawling at 6 months. She didn't really care to even do any of that. She just wanted to sit around. She barely smiled. You know, she never cried. She slept through the night. He's still waking up twice during the night. So I'm still getting, you know, no sleep.
Yeah. Digested
so
that.
They're complete opposites, like, but yeah, he's definitely hit all of his milestones, you know. At least
I'm telling my niece to pick it up now. She's 6 months and she's like not crawling yet.
I want him to slow down, you know.
right? You get so excited for it, and then you're like, wait a second, actually don't do that yet. I'm not ready for that yet. I don't want to baby proof everything again. But what made you want to go into physical therapy? What made you want to go be a physical therapist assistant?
Okay, so actually, coming out of high school, all I cared about was basketball. You know, I didn't have any plans for the future. My goal was to play college basketball. So I was fortunate enough to, you know, get the opportunity to play college basketball for a couple of years. But it was just tough to balance academics and athletics. And I dealt with injuries of my own, which, you know, kept me in and out of physical therapy. And that's kind of where I developed that love for PT. So I kind of, I decided, you know, I'm done with basketball. I want to transfer back home, you know, finish up my degree, exercise science. And then, you know, the rest was history. I just went, I went the PTA route, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it sounds a lot like, it's interesting because like, I feel like a lot of times we all kind of have a little bit of the same background of either A, we've experienced, or we've had family members in the field. And that's why we kind of go there. Like for me, same thing. I was a collegiate athlete. I swam all the way through college, got my bachelor's in kinesiology with exercise medicine as my concentration, and injured myself more times. Like they say swimming is safe. I would like to say otherwise. When's that competitive? But like I had been in quite a few in and out of physical therapy, and then background of course with my mom, but so like I can totally relate to that in that aspect of kind of what you go. And I always say like I'm glad I went the route I went, because I will say PTs have way more paperwork that I don't
100%.
I feel like the odd duck because I wasn't a collegiate athlete, now feeling a little left out.
Well, you like sports though,
recreationally. I'll do that, but
so I was watching.
Never at a college.
I was
level.
Watching the intro episode, and you said you were into anime. Ken, was it anime? What anime are you into?
Oh, everything! Really? I watched a little bit of like Naruto, One Piece, My Hero, Demon Slayer.
So what about Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z, definitely.
Growing up, that was my favorite thing. My favorite show was Dragon Ball Z. Like, I would, you know, go around saying Kamehameha, and I was drawing Super Saiyans all day.
Pretending like we can power up go to the next
right
level.
Over my head.
It's the joys of growing up.
And Laura, what about you? I heard something about Etsy. Are you on? You have a...
Yeah, so I will do like tumblers and crafting, like that kind of stuff. Okay. I love to do crafting. So I do that, and now the podcast has become actually a lot of fun for me. I will say I was like super nervous when Ken approached me about it, but I'm so glad he did, and I'm so glad I decided to say yes.
You guys are.
Because my instinct was like no.
And that we've kept up to it too.
I know, yeah. I'm impressed with that. High five.
Not gonna lie, right? Little high five.
a little pat on our back, but I do that in the spare time.
You got the voice for it, both of you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
I think that'll be the first and last time I ever hear that. I got the
for
voice
both of us.
but
we appreciate it, definitely.
Yeah. So what made you want to go into home health? Like, you come out of school, and honestly, a lot of times you come out of school, you hear everybody's like, I don't want to go outpatient. I want to work with the sports. Definitely being with the sports background. What made you want to go home health?
So, like I said, coming out of school, most of my experience was small outpatient clinics. You know, I completed the program during mm-hmm. the pandemic, and the only clinical sites were taking, you know, students were outpatient. Same thing, super fast paced, high volume, treating 2 to 3 patients per hour. And it was just a lot of work and pretty stressful. And I'd pretty much decided that, you know, that's not what I wanted to do every day, at least full time. You know, I didn't want to do that full time. Mm-hmm. And I had an instructor in my PTA program who worked in home health, and she would tell us little things here and there about, you know, her experience with home health. And it just kind of sounded exactly like what I wanted and what I was looking for.
A little more flexibility.
What does your caseload look nowadays?
Okay, so right now I have a list of, I think it's like 19 active patients, and I'll see about 6 to 8 per day. And I work Monday to Friday, so I'll do, you know, 30 to 35 visits a week, something like that.
So pretty busy. So on a normal day, like, what time do you usually start, and then what time are you kind of getting home at?
So yeah, normally, I mean, that's the thing with home health. Sometimes your patients are like, oh, I can't be up too early. I'm, you know, too tired. I don't want to exercise early. Mm-hmm. But I try to get mm-hmm. started somewhere around 8, and then I'm normally done mm-hmm. by 3 or so. So I schedule my patients so that I, you know, work my way closest to my house and then make my way out in like a circle. So I make my way back home pretty much at the end of the day.
Yeah, so like in the middle of your day, you're at your farthest location.
Pretty much.
Well, that's nice. And do you find it very flexible, like if one of your kids gets sick or you need to stay home or something
like that? So that's one of the pros of my job. Of course, you know, I'm a little biased, but there's definitely a lot of pros. So freedom mm-hmm. would be number one, since I get to make my own schedule, you know, and I can take off when I want. That's perfect for, you know, my kids when they got doctor's appointments and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the cons now?
Okay, so it's funny because I was just having a conversation with a patient's daughter the other day, because she's interested in home health, and she was asking me, you know, what are some of the negatives, you know, in working in home health. And I was struggling to think of many, but there's one thing that popped in my head, and it was smells. There's a lot of different smells.
See, that's my biggest fear.
The people's houses.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear.
And it's not like, you know, patients with dirty diapers, because I don't deal with that, you know, of course, but it's the smell mm-hmm. of people's homes, their pets, you know, if they're a smoker or just food they've cooked, you know, something about not knowing what's being cooked, but smelling it being cooked or, you know, it was cooked grosses me out and gives me like the heebie-jeebies. And I just,
see, that's me.
I just finished that 100%. Dahmer Netflix show.
Oh,
and that
yes.
It makes it 10 times worse.
I didn't even think about that, but it's so true. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's what his neighbors complained about, was like his smell. And he's like, oh, I just cooked bad meat.
Yeah.
Yet it was not bad meat. Well,
mm-hmm.
it was meat, but not the kind you want.
Well,
but
as far as
that's like my biggest fear in home health. Like, that's why I haven't like transitioned into home health, is because of the smells. And also like the nervousness of like driving to the location of sketchy areas. Now, with that being said, like, is that something that you can control on what areas you go to, or does it vary by like agency?
So I, you know, I can say, you know, I don't want this patient, but typically I'll take you know, everyone if I can, if they're not too far or something. But I see it all really. Sometimes I'm in a trailer park or a, you know, apartment complex, and then I'll be in a, you know, 20 bedroom mansion. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
That is true.
As far as like the driving, like, do you get like a stipend, or is it more like your mileage?
So no,
like how much you're driving.
So I don't get reimbursed for mileage. I know a lot of companies do, but the company I'm at, they don't reimburse mileage. But
okay. My mom, I think a lot of them are switching to that way because my mom's was the same way. She was based off of her patient. It was paid per patient, and then she didn't get mileage or anything like that. But they also allowed her to say, like, what areas are you willing to drive to? And so, like, they wouldn't even send her patients outside of her zone.
That's how it is for me. So. Pretty much the furthest patient I'll treat will be, like, no more than 30 minutes. And there's, like, they're all so close.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Out here, that would be all of Nevada. I'm just kidding. All of Las Vegas.
One thing, so another con that I will mention is documentation, though. Because, you know, my company supplied me with a tablet, but, you know, I don't want to be carrying a big tablet all the time. And a lot of my patients require me to be more hands-on. So most nights I'll end up with about an hour of notes or, you know, so that's not really fun.
Doing them at all at home, yeah.
And the documentation, the wording of home health is just slightly different. Definitely if you outpatient, it's very kind of simple cut. Find ways to say you did manual in a different way five different times. So it kind of gets repetitive, where home health, it's a little bit more of like, okay, this is exactly what we did. Like there's not so much flow sheets. So it can kind of get, I know, a little tricky with some of the wording sometimes too. Now, do you ever find that not having the PT there on site sometimes is an inconvenience? Like I can tell you how many times I've gotten to an eval and it's not fully complete, and I just run to my PT on site because, you know, half the time we're working with the person who's evaled them, and I've been like, hey, what did you mean by this? Like, do you ever run into that complication sometimes?
Or? So at this point, you know, I'm still a new grad, but I've been, I feel like I've been working forever just because I've seen so many different kinds of patients, and I've, you know, treated probably, I don't know, I don't even know how many patients at this point, but you kind of get used to, you know, what to do with most of them. But if I ever do need any help, you know, PT is just a call away.
It's pretty easy to get a hold of them. You don't have any issues with that. That's good. That's always one of the things I've always wondered. It's because I'm a very big communicator with my PTs. I like to, you know, be on the same page with them and everything like that. So like, I can't tell you how many times I barged into my PT's office and be like, all right, let's talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm giving the lowdown, whether you care or not.
No, in the beginning, I was, blowing her up, and I just, you know, because I wasn't sure about certain things, or, you know, maybe I was, you know, had to check back on some contraindications so I don't do anything wrong. But, you know, now at this point, it's, you know, I feel like I'm pretty.
You've got your routine down pretty well, which is nice.
So when you started, how long did you shadow for?
So I pretty much just, you know, I did the interview. Like 4 days later, they, you know, called me back and said, you know, we want you. And then I got an email with the offer and I accepted right away. And they were like, okay, cool. We want you to shadow this PTA for a week, you know, just follow her around and, you know, just watch her treat her patients, and she'll kind of show you the ropes, show you how to document, show you how to get their signature and all that kinds of stuff. And then the next week, well, it wasn't, I guess it wasn't the full week. It was pretty much just, you know, I started treating her patients with her, you know, kind of observing me, you know, giving me little tips here and there, but I was pretty much doing it myself. And then, you know, the next week I was pretty much on my own.
Nice. Yeah, my mom didn't even get any.
As far as like any like advice or suggestions for anybody kind of going into that same role?
What do you mean?
So if they're a new grad coming out, you'd be like, this is something that I would I found very beneficial.
Yeah, like if the person like you were shadowing gave you
or something
okay,
like that.
So,
yeah, like they gave you like advice or something.
So like when I did the interview, I told them straight up, I was like, you know, I am a new grad, so I don't have any experience in home health, but I'm very eager to learn. I'm a fast learner. You know, I want to, you know, I would really appreciate maybe sort of like a mentorship where, you know, you can kind of show me the ropes and help me out a little bit in the beginning, because I'm not even gonna lie, I was a little bit scared, you know, because you are on your own in home health. But they were really, you know, understanding, and they were willing to help, and they pretty much, you know, helped me out.
Was your caseload pretty much like full when, like, after you shadowed, or did they give you 2-3 patients a day? And
it started off kind of slow because they just wanted to ease me into it, and then the you know, they slowly started adding more, and then you're getting emails with 10 new patients that you got to schedule. So
get it all in.
Do you, so with your schedule being flexible at all, do they ever cap you out at how many you can see, or do you just have to kind of, you just deny when you feel like, all right, reached as many as I want to treat?
Yeah, they'll pretty much just email me until I say, you know, I'm pretty much full. You know, I'll let you know whenever, you know, a couple of patients, you know, fall off, and then.
Which I feel like that could be a pro and a con, depending on who you are. If you don't know, like, your limitations, I feel like that might be a con in home health if they're not paying attention to it.
Well, like, I know inpatient has, like, a lot of, like, productivity standards. Like, is there quotas or anything like that that you have to hit when it comes to home health? I'm not sure how any of that works.
So not with my company, no. It's just, you know.
Take as many as you want. And
pretty much. Well, they want me to get at least 30 a week if I can.
Okay. Oh, no.
And then with home health, like, I know a lot of times you're considered like a contractor in a way, where you're not so much as an employee, and that's how they kind of get away with some of the flexibility of things. With that being said, is there, like, with your company, do you get full benefits? Because I know that's a lot of questions people ask sometimes, is like, what do you do for benefits if you're not getting benefits through the company? Do the some offer benefits? So how does it work for your company?
So yeah, so
if you don't mind giving us a little
down. So I'm with a newer company. It's a smaller company that was just pretty much getting started. So I'm technically an independent contractor, but they you know, they kind of have other companies that they contract through, and that's kind of how I get contracted through them, and they kind of handle, like, you know, the organization of everything. And but yeah, technically I'm an independent contractor, so I don't get any benefits, but I'm transitioning to, as the company grows, I'm transitioning to, you know, an employee, and you know,
versus. So what do you do, if you don't mind me asking right now, like, what do you do for health benefits right now? Like, do they give you an option still, like, you can pay out of pocket benefits, or do you kind of, are you on your own to find some health benefits, like insurance and things like that?
So so I'm self-pay at the moment. But if I have anything that I needed help with, I could just reach out to my boss and she'd be willing to help. Like, I had That's to have awesome. A little procedure the other day, and she, I let her know. I was like, so I know we're planning on, you know, we're shopping, insurances and stuff. You know, is there any way you can help out with this? And she, you know, of course she, no problem. Yeah. Let me know how much it is.
Oh, it's awesome.
So it's,
that's cool.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah, because I've always wondered that, because I've heard both ways. I've heard that some will do, like, they're like, we're not paying for it, but here's, like, a program. We'll set you up with this company, and you can get health benefits. So there, other ones I've heard is literally, hey, you're on your own. Go find health benefits, which you can. So I was just kind of curious on, like, how it worked. And was that one of the things that you were nervous about at first, or were you like, I felt like I kind of got
a little bit, but, you know, I you know, accepted this job at this company because, you know, I saw the potential, and, you know, they kind of told me, you know, we're just getting started. And that, I guess that's one of the reasons they, you know, were willing to take a new grad. But they basically, you know, they told me as, you know, as the company grows, we'll be able to offer more benefits, and we'd like you to be a, you know, employee of ours, but technically you're an independent contractor for us. And, you know, basically just like that.
Yeah, a little bit of risk, a lot of gain out of it sometimes.
Because that's what gives you the freedom to pick your own schedule and all that, right? Being considered like an independent contractor.
Pretty much,
That's awesome. So you kind of are still new in the field. What made you want to, like, start up PTA Source? Like, what's kind of, like, your goal for it? How did you kind of get it going? All the good stuff.
So as a home health PTA, I spend a lot of time alone in my car with really no contact with any other clinicians other than my supervising PT, which I'm totally okay with, but I just thought it would be nice to have a platform where I could communicate with other PTAs at pretty much any given time. Yeah.
kind of bounce ideas off of each other and just have that community.
And
yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah. So I joined a couple, I'm not going to, you know, call out any names, but I joined a couple Facebook groups. You know, there was one that was just for PTAs, and it was for empowering PTAs, but it was so negative. And it was, you know, I joined it when I was, you know, going through the program, and I was terrified, you know, what to expect, because it was filled of negativity. It was all people complaining about.
They scared you.
They were complaining about, oh, I got laid off because of COVID, or they cut my pay in half, or, you know, they were all complaining about their jobs. And I was honestly terrified. But, you know, I kind of wanted to start a group that was more, you know, positive, and it was, you know, more people building off of each other and helping each other out, and just, you know, kind of just sharing things with other PTAs.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I would say, like, the number one thing, like, I feel like we're missing is a full-on, like, community. And that's kind of why me and Ken wanted to start this podcast is, you know, one of our sayings is paying it forward. And the reason we want to do that is because we felt like when we came in, like, there wasn't really a community to go to. And so you feel alone a lot of times. Like, I can't tell you how many times as a new grad, and even sometimes now, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know nothing. I suck at this job. I feel horrible. I can't do it. And like, you have a bad day and you're like, I'm the only one. I can't do this job. It's horrible. And so it's like, no, you're not there. And it's that uplifting of the community of like, hey, here's some ideas to bounce off of. Here's some things that I did here. Because if not, you've just got your very small, like, I did outpatient, but it was most of the time it was me as the only PTA, maybe one other PTA sometimes, depending on if they were willing to pay for it, and then the PT. So like, I had no other input. Like, it was that way or nothing else. Like, that's, I actually went on a job interview today, and one of the things we were talking about, he's like, he asked me straightforward. He goes, what's your weakest thing? And I was like, joint mops. Like, joint mops are by far my weakest thing. I was like, I feel great on soft tissue. I was like, exercises, I worked at one clinic, I'm used to those exercises, but I, you know, so my bank is limited, but however, I feel like that would easily grow. And so I love what you're doing, because we can all chit chat about like what we're doing differently, what some benefits we see here, or, you know, we can fight together for the community too of things and get the word out, which is awesome. I love it.
I definitely agree. Cause I mean, me also kind of being a new grad, like you only get so much information from being in one spot. So kind of like a two-parter with us doing like this podcast, we're trying to get more ideas out there for more suggestions, things for people to try out. And that's why we love the Discord so much, because it's the same thing. Like, it's getting ideas from different people, different states, different fields, whether you're inpatient, outpatient, home health. Like, you get so many different ideas that you can incorporate into your practice that is just so beneficial once you really start diving deeper into the community.
Thank you. And I really wanted something that was just for PTAs, you know, because most things, most of the physical therapy groups are all, you know, catered to DPTs, you know, so. That's where I came up with just PTA at first, because I wanted it, you know, just for PTAs, you know, no DPTs allowed.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's funny because the way we came up with our name, the PT assistants, was kind of the same thing, because we were like, we wanted it geared, like, we don't care if other people listen, but it's going to be geared towards our field, you know, that's where our background is. And so that's why we're like the PT assistants. Like, it's for us. And I don't know if you listened to our last episode that just came out Friday. We even talked about the name. And so, it's fun to have those discussions with each other.
I mean, we,
because I think sometimes it's hard with DPTs or just even PTs at all, because they're not in our shoes. They don't have some of the struggles that we have to go through. You know, they're top of the food chain in a way in therapy. And so, they don't have to feel some of the struggles we have to feel sometimes. Exactly. So I think it's great that we have a place that we can come together and uplift each other and bounce ideas off of each other. And, you know, even like if you're having an issue with something, you can come and get uplifting encouragement or, you know, helpful source of like information versus just like, well, this sucks or negativity out of it. So I think that's awesome.
I did want to point out a couple things that I really liked about the Discord. One, that it's geared for both students and graduates. Mm-hmm. So you have like a section just dedicated to just students and just kind of MPTE prep work, going to help you study tips, whether you're already in the program. And then it's not just them, because you can also ask for like employment options. Like, you even thought of that, like if you go into a different state, how beneficial that could be. Like, hey, is anybody in this state hiring, or the city? Like, there's so much potential. Once we grow this even bigger, it's just it can really help a lot of people.
That's what I was thinking. And kind of like what I was telling you about the negative Facebook group where everyone was complaining about their jobs. That's why I kind of wanted to put that, seeking employment section, where someone can say, hey, I'm a PTA, I have this experience, I'm in this area, and then someone, if their clinic's hiring, they can just pop them into the, now hiring section.
They're like, oh, that's a great spot. Yeah.
It's stuff that.
I like this person. I've chat with them quite a few times. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to we're so large, but we're so small at the same time. And so, it is a great way to communicate with each other and learn new things too, because as me and Ken have dived into, I don't know if this is the same for you, as we've dived into more of this journey of diving into our profession, I would say we've learned so much more that our profession offers that we didn't even know. Like, for example, some of the continuing educations that the APTA offer with proficiency pathways. We had no idea about that. And so I think by doing these things, this is where that word can get out of how can we improve our profession in general. And so kind of on that note, how do you see the PTA world changing and evolving as we move forward? Because I think we are. I think our field is going to change in general.
So, it's hard to say, still being pretty fresh to say, what's going to happen, and because it's changing all the time, and you never know what could happen. There could be another pandemic, but, I just hope to see, PTAs getting more recognition. I hear a lot of people saying that PTAs should be, a bachelor's degree. And you guys kind of talked about that on the last episode, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just hope us, to see more PTAs get the recognition they deserve, because we are skilled therapists at the end of the day. But we do have assistant at the end of our name. But
it is the struggle sometimes. Yes. But it's honestly during my interview today, the MPT I was talking to today, he originally was a PTA, and we literally went off on schooling and DPTs and PTAs and everything like that. And it was actually it was interesting to hear because of the fact that he's higher up in some of his thoughts even on it. And he agreed with a lot. But I do think sometimes that A at the end of our name gives us a bad rep with patients. And so it's I think educating the general populations on what we actually are and what we actually can do is, I think, an important step for us going forward. And we can help with that. And, being the PTA source, we can help each other learn how to do that properly too. Exactly. And I think that will just better our profession.
For
so
sure.
I think it's awesome. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited to be a part of it. You guys can check me on there. I think I forgot what my name is now. I changed it, but it's Laura something.
I think your name might just be Laura on that one.
I think it's just Laura on it now or something like that. But then also Ken's got us under as the PT assistants on there too.
I do.
So we'll be joining in on the conversation.
I appreciate you guys joining. And I reached out to a few, other, PTA advocates, or they like to think of themselves kind of like a PTA influencers, and they weren't, I guess they weren't into it because they weren't interested in joining. But you guys were all over it. I'm happy to have you guys in there.
Oh no, yeah, same day. Yeah. Let's do it.
Our big thing is we ask all the time. I don't know if you hear this at the end of our episodes. We're always asking for feedback, and we're always asking for people to come on, because we could talk for days. Clearly, I can talk for days.
Laura can talk for days for sure.
But we want to talk about conversations that we find relevant to everybody out there. And so we want this to be for our community. This isn't about me and Ken. Honestly, when it comes down to it, I could easily go off social media. I don't need to do it. I don't. But I want our field to better. And I think this is one of the ways that we can better. And so by doing this, it's not hey, Nick wants to be popular, or Ken wants to be popular, or Laura wants to be popular. It's no, we're trying to uplift each other. And I absolutely love love that about every one of us and that what we're doing. And I'm not saying other people aren't doing that, but I'm just saying that's our goals. And I know that I can tell that we align a lot on what our goal is, and I'm very excited. I'm sure we're going to have Nick on more often. It wasn't too bad, right?
Not at all. You guys are really, you know, thank you so much. Because like I said, I've got terrible stage fright. Even whenever I used to give presentations in the PTA program or in undergrad, it was always, I was reading straight off of my PowerPoint slides, or I had a whole script memorized because I would just freeze up. But you guys were really easy to, you know.
I was right there with you.
I was like, the
practicals.
Oh yeah.
Having like the professors all stare at you and trying to like grade what you're doing. Yeah. I'm like,
clearly I have very light skin. Bullets. And so like they used to make fun of me because I would just get really red in the chest and it would just go flush in my face. And like, they're like, you literally go up like a thermometer. Just gradually starts to go up your face. And I'm like, thanks guys. But yeah, we did. In fact, going on to that, we did an APTA live social with the PTA part of it. Yeah. And it was like a webinar in a way, and they recorded it, and it's on YouTube if anybody wants to go check it out. Oh my gosh, I was so literally walked out of there. Live event, like, I'm 30 so people. Sweaty. I was like, goodness gracious, I was so nerve-wracking. So I get you on that. I still get, I'm sure, in front of the camera on YouTube, if you guys check out our videos, I'm still super nervous. I'm sure that will go down with time, but
just takes practice.
But I think that kind of wraps it up, unless Ken or Nick, did you guys have any additional questions?
No, I'm good.
Probably just wrap it up there.
You guys covered everything.
Closing. I think we touched on just about everything.
Yeah.
So
thanks for having me again. Yeah.
No, thanks you for joining. I'm sure if you guys have any questions for Nick, go ahead and shoot them in the chat or email us or, you know, on Instagram. You guys will see
or join the Discord.
Yep, we'll join the Discord. Yeah, I was
any
about to
questions,
say.
Questions, join there. We will
when Ken
be
cut
really
me
involved
off this
there.
Time,
PTA source.
I was going to
really?
Say, we're going to post it. You guys will be able to find that link. We'll go ahead and post it on our Instagram page so it's easy to find. We'll set that up very shortly if it's not already there. Might scroll down a couple because we'll post it soon. But yeah, so follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to check out our YouTube videos that are going up every other Saturday. We just put one up on some different cupping tools. We compared very expensive ones to very cheap ones and talked about kind of the experience using them and how they felt as if you were a patient. So check that out. And then don't
I was about
to
spoil
out.
The results too.
Oh, where you don't say
I was,
that.
I was going to. I'm like, nope, never mind.
Don't tell them. But and then don't forget to check out our, of course, podcast that we post every single Tuesday and Friday. And I hope you guys are all having a wonderful day. And again, thank you, Nick, for joining
Thanks
us. I'm
problem.
Sure we will have you on again.
Thank you.
But I think that is it.
Wow, that was probably your best outro yet.
Thanks.
That was pretty smooth.
That
I'm not going to lie.
That was clean.
On your first try. That was pretty good.
But all right, we will catch you guys next time.
All right, take care.
Bye.
The information in this video or podcast is not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content, including text, graphics, images, and information contained in this video or podcast, is for general information purposes only and does not replace your professors or a consultation from your own doctor or healthcare professional.